Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
Shootouts are the story between the Waterloo Blackhawks and the Omaha Lancers this season. It's a limited sample size, but in two meetings, both have gone past regulation, both settled by tie-breaking shootouts, and both won by the home team in a Friday night matchup. Waterloo wins at Young Arena by an official final of 3-2. And we jump into our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Like the matchup between these two teams in mid-October, this was a closely played, low-scoring game between these two teams, especially the opening half hour of this game. No scoring in the first period, and half of the second went by before the Waterloo Blackhawks nudged ahead at 10-21 of the middle frame. It's in the slot, intercepted by Wiley. Hawks start the other way, led by O'Connell into the offensive end. Stick handling and shooting, he scores! Pass tried to use his blocker to knock it aside. It went off of his blocker arm and between the pipes, and here come the Hawks. Gavin O'Connell at 10-21 of the second period in transition, assisted by Cooper Wiley. Third goal of the season for O'Connell, and the Blackhawks were in the lead 1-0. That 1-0 score, though, did not last long. The Omaha Lancers scored twice in the span of 1 minute and 18 seconds, and the first of those goals came less than 3 minutes after O'Connell's tally. 13:04, the time of a goal from Morgan Winters, set up near the left circle hash mark and triggering a chance that went up over Emmett Crotto's right shoulder. Winters' goal assisted by Owen Fowler and Matt Romer, and it was a 1-1 game. And then the Lancers went to a power play just moments later and capitalized at 14:22. The go-ahead goal in that power play situation came from Chris Hedden, a one-timer from the left point. Hedden's goal assisted by Jared Wright and Michael Cameron, and the 2-1 lead for the Lancers held most of the way for the time that remained, all the way through the end of the second period and deep into the third, until 14:40 of the third period, when the Blackhawks tied it up in somewhat unorthodox fashion. Comes off the wall. Shifsky got across the line, but separated from the puck by McDonald. Jeanette wins it back. Jeanette out to Procius at the right point. Put one off the end wall. It comes into the slot. Here's Shifsky shooting. He scores! Here come the Hawks! Garrett Shifsky capitalizing on the heady play by Tyler Procius. The intentionally wide shot that banked off the kick plate. Shifsky found it, stick handled, and slid the chance past Pash for the equalizer. Shifsky's 18th goal of the season, extending his goal-scoring streak to 5 consecutive games. That's just one off the longest streak in the USHL this season, and it was a 2-2 score. Shifsky from Procius and Jeanette at 14:40 of the third period. The rest of the third was played with no further scoring. Hawks held the puck for much of overtime after getting possession, but did not generate a lot of chances, and so the game went to a shootout. No scoring through 3 rounds. Emmett Crotto with a couple of saves, and then a chance for the Blackhawks to win it in the 4th round on the stick of the player who had started the scoring in this game. Gavin O'Connell was turned away in a shootout at Ralston Arena against the Lancers back in mid-October, and now O'Connell with the chance to win this shootout at Young Arena. The future Minnesota Duluth Bulldog comes right up the slot on Pash and gives a chance that goes by the left skate of Pash and somehow got over the goal line. Hawks win! Gavin O'Connell with the shootout conversion, giving the Blackhawks the win officially by a final of 3-2. The Hawks unable to capitalize, though, on power play opportunities tonight. They had some good chances. A long stretch of power play time early in the third period, another power play later in the third, and a power play in overtime as well, but 0 for 5 tonight. Meanwhile, the Lancers 1 for 2. Each team had one shot on goal in the overtime period. The final shots, 30 for the Blackhawks, 28 for the Lancers. and the win to Emmett Crotto with 26 saves. Kevin Pash takes the shootout loss with 28 stops tonight. That's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. DeWalt Power and Hand Tools can help you take on all of those jobs that you need to get done. For over 90 years, DeWalt Tools, guaranteed tough, available from Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale, where you can get help with your project. Stop in to see Ted and his staff. They're there to help. Ted's Home and Hardware, 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. The Omaha Lancers started the night tied for second in the USHL's Western Conference. The Blackhawks needed overtime, but did get a win against one of the teams that they trail. They'll take on the other team that started the weekend tied for second in the West, the Sioux City Musketeers, on Saturday.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.